Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 4 of Nedarim, Mishnah Ches, the 8th Mishnah. Hayum holchin baderach. They were going on the road. They were traveling. Now, this is in addition to yesterday's cases where there was a workaround for someone who's the subject of a neder to get indirect benefits from the person who he's forbidden by the neder to get benefit from. Yesterday we mentioned it was done through a third party, a store owner who could give him food, or his workers who could be paid back by the other man. But here it's just they're not around the store; they're traveling. Ein lo mayocho, and the one who made the nether forbidding benefits, he doesn't have what to eat. No tin la'acher, so the one who's forbidden to give benefit, he can give some food to someone else, to a third party who's there. L'shum matana, as a gift. He's giving it to him as a gift, so the other person owns it. The third party owns it. V'holo mutzer bo. And the man who is the subject of the vow is forbidden to get benefits. He is actually allowed to eat this food because now it truly halachically belongs to that third party. Im ein imahem aher, if there is no one else with them, maniach ala sela, he could put some food on a rock, o ala goder, or on a fence. V'omer, and he'll say, he'll announce, Hare hen, behold, these items, mufkarin, are hefker. Hefker means ownerless. The chol mi sheyachbots, for anyone who wants them. So now they're no longer in his possession. They're not his. The halal and the other man, the one who's subject to the netter who can't get the benefit, no tel v'ochel. He can now take and eat, because after all, it no longer belongs to the one who's forbidden to benefit him. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says this is not allowed. Bartner points out his logic here is because there's nobody else there. It's just him and the man who's forbidden to have any benefit from him. Even though he's putting it down, it's kind of like he's giving him a matona, a gift, directly. So really, you need some sort of third party, according to Rabbi Yossi. Let's go on to chapter 5. Hashutafin, partners. They are, for example, co-owners of the same courtyard that's in between their apartments or in between their houses. Shenadru hana ze mize. And they both made a neder forbidding benefit one to the other. So maybe, you know, there was some sort of squabble, some sort of fight between neighbors, and they came to make a neder against one another. But they share a courtyard in between their dwellings. So asurin likanes lechatzer. They can't go in to their courtyard. After all, it's jointly owned. Each tiny area of the courtyard where someone might step is owned by the other man, and he has a neder preventing gaining any hana, any benefit from him, and even drisat regel, we learned, even setting foot on their property is a hana. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Ameri disagrees. He says, Zei nichnas l'toch shalo. One man can go into his own, v'zei nichnas l'toch shalo, and the other one can go into his own property. Now, we don't really know whose property is where, because it's jointly owned. So he relies on what we call breira. Breira usually means retroactive clarification. In this context, it means, you know, we assume wherever he walks at that particular moment belongs to him and not the other partner in the space. Now, the Mishnah goes on with a halacha accepted by both the Tana Kama, the first opinion, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Shnehem, both of these men, asurim, are forbidden, lahamid sham rechayim. They can't set up a mill there. Bitanur, or an oven, ulagadol tarnagolim, or raise chickens in this courtyard. Now, these are all activities that are typically done in the courtyard, but if it's a shared space, then the other owners have the right to object. So since the one isn't objecting, it's as if he's giving his blessing, providing a hana to the man he's not allowed to give hana to. So these activities where there's sort of a right of objection to prevent them are not allowed. Now, the Mishnah adds a variation, Haya echad mehem mudr hana mechavero. If one of the co-owners of the courtyard took a neder or was subject to the neder from the other, but not vice versa, lo yekenes lechatzer, he can't go in to the shared space. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, yachohu lo marlo, he could tell him, letoch shali ani nichnas. I'm only going into my own space, again relying on breira, clarification that it's, you know, it's his in a sense. Because every time he puts his foot down, he can say, I'm not on your space, I'm only on my space, your space is over there. the Kaufin, and we force Et Hanoder, the one who made the Neder, who created the problem. In this situation, there's only one Neder. One man made the Neder against the other owner, so we force him, Limkor, to sell Et Chelko, his share in the courtyard. Of course, since he created the problem, the onus is on him to rectify it, even if he has to sell his share in this courtyard. We're going to learn in Bava Batra, where we talk a lot more about property rights and what you can and can't do regarding your neighbors, that this is talking about a small courtyard. If the courtyard is a larger one, where each person has 4x4 amot in front of their door and another 4x4 amot in the courtyard to do what they need to do, you know, the ovens and things and whatever they do in their own space, then we would just divide it, we'd divide up the courtyard, split it in half, cut it all in half to solve the problem. But a small one, we'd force the one who made the problem, made the netter, to sell his share to the other man. Yishar kochachem, zay gesund.